On the campaign trail, pressure continues on the so-called superdelegates, who will likely decide whether Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton is the Democratic presidential nominee. We call this the backroom primary, and we've been finding out who these superdelegates are and how they will make their choices. NPR's Howard Berkus spoke with a superdelegate in Utah, torn between her commitment to Clinton and her state's primary vote for Obama.
Helen Langan is getting super pressure about being a superdelegate.
I have to find a personal phone speaker.
There's voicemail every day.
Some of these superdelegates aren't even going with the majority of the people in their area. I think that's a very selfish thing for a superdelegate.
There are emails every day.
This came yesterday. I have absolutely nothing against Senator Clinton. If she were the party's nominee, I would gladly support her. Please join Democrats in Utah in support of Senator Obama.
There are political messages left on Langan's MySpace page, which is devoted to her upcoming wedding.
Obviously not people we know, which is kind of what made it so funny and surprising for my fiancé when he opened it up and, you know, found messages from total strangers about the presidential election asking me to support Senator Obama.
And there's even that husband-to-be.
He's been writing responses and telling me, he's like, I told them that, don't worry, man, I'm working on her. I'm an Obama supporter, too.
Langan is a 31-year-old spokeswoman for Salt Lake City's Democratic mayor. She spent 2 years in the press office of President Clinton. She's a National Democratic Committee woman, which automatically makes her a superdelegate. And she endorsed Hillary Clinton in October after a 7-year-old niece asked her this.
Aunt Helen, girls can't be president, can they? And I thought, well, and I, of course I explained to her, well, actually, girls can be president. We have not yet had one, but there's actually a fine woman running for president. And it sort of struck me how historic and how meaningful it would be if we could finally, you know, see a woman in the White House.
But then Utah Democrats voted overwhelmingly for Barack Obama Super Tuesday, including Langan's childhood best friend, who'd never voted before.
32 years old, has never voted. She called me a few months ago before the primary, and she said, you'll be so proud of me, I registered to vote. And I was sort of shocked, and I said, why? And she said, because I want to vote for Barack Obama. And that type of thing moves me almost more than anything else.
That kind of enthusiasm from new voters could help Democrats running for local offices in what is often called the nation's most Republican state. But there's big counterpressure from someone even closer, who is also an example of opportunity for Democrats.
I have a mother who is a proud independent who voted for George Bush, and she is an adamant Hillary supporter. And so I kind of look at, you know, those two women that are as close to me as anyone with these different perspectives, and I really kind of go back and forth about, and I literally today couldn't tell you definitively who I'm going to vote for.
At the convention.
At the convention, right.
Langan could make a compelling case for both of them, she says, on issues and leadership. So even though she's officially committed to Hillary Clinton, she's stumped. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.